Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to the Early Echo. Yes, subhanallah, you are watching this all the way from Sufi Nagar, Durban, South Africa, in the company of our esteemed guest for today, who is none other than Muballighi Da'wati Islami, Brother Khayyam Bhai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
MashaAllah. Now, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, we are going to go to the next part of this silsila, and that is that we are going to enlighten our hearts with Nati Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mere aqa bulate hain, mere aqa bulate hain,
Madina, Madina,
mere aqa bulate
منگے جوش پر آئی ارادے گد گداتے ہیں جمیل قادری شاید حبیب حق بلاتے ہیں منگے جوش پر آئی ارادے گد گداتے ہیں جمیل قادری شاید حبیب حق بلاتے ہیں جگہ دیتے ہیں قسمت چاہتے ہیں جس کی دم بھر میں جگہ دیتے ہیں قسمت چاہتے ہیں جس کی دم بھر میں جگہ دیتے ہیں قسمت چاہتے ہیں جس کی دم بھر میں وہ جس کو چاہتے ہیں اپنے روضے پر بلاتے ہیں وہ جس کو چاہتے ہیں اپنے روضے پر بلاتے ہیں منگے جوش پر آئی ارادے گد گداتے ہیں جمیل قادری شاید حبیب حق بلاتے ہیں خدا جانے کے طیبہ کو ہمارا کب سفر ہوگا خدا جانے کے طیبہ کو ہمارا کب سفر ہوگا خدا جانے کے طیبہ کو ہمارا کب سفر ہوگا مدینے کو ہزاروں قافلے ہر سال جاتے ہیں مدینے کو ہزاروں قافلے ہر سال جاتے ہیں منگے جوش پر آئی ارادے گد گداتے ہیں جمیل قادری شاید حبیب حق بلاتے ہیں تصدق جان عالم اس کریمی اور رحیمی کے تصدق جان عالم اس کریمی اور رحیمی کے تصدق جان عالم اس کریمی اور رحیمی کے گناہ کرتے ہیں
ہم وہ اپنی رحمت سے چھپاتے ہیں، گناہ کرتے ہیں ہم وہ اپنی رحمت سے چھپاتے ہیں، منگے جوش پر آئی ارادے گدگداتے ہیں، جمیلے قادری شاید حبیب حق بلاتے ہیں، جمیلے قادری کو دیکھ کر حوروں میں غل ہوگا، جمیلے قادری کو دیکھ کر حوروں میں غل ہوگا، جمیلے قادری کو دیکھ کر حوروں میں غل ہوگا، یہی ہیں وہ کہ جو ناتے حبیب حق سناتے ہیں، یہی ہیں وہ کہ جو ناتے حبیب حق سناتے ہیں، منگے جوش پر آئی ارادے گدگداتے ہیں، جمیلے قادری شاید حبیب حق بلاتے ہیں، میرے آقا بلاتے ہیں، میرے آقا بلاتے ہیں، میرے آقا بلاتے ہیں، میرے آقا بلاتے ہیں،
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلاما علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ، سبحان اللہ، what a beautiful amazing کلام this is، سبحان اللہ، the کلام and the نعت which increases the love in our hearts for the holy رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، which increases the love for مدینۃ المنورہ سبحان اللہ as well as مکۃ المکرمہ subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us more closeness to the holy rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, after listening to this Naate Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're therefore going to move to the first segment. And yes, I'm sure by now you know the system and the theme of the silsila, the early echo. So therefore inshallah, since your day begins now in South Africa and many parts of the world, so therefore we speak about intentions. Yes, we speak about intentions, what good intentions you can make, because I'm sure that you have heard on Madani channel and many other places that the more intentions you make, the more better and good intentions and niyas you have, the more greater the reward and thawab you will achieve and earn inshallah azza wa jal. We don't want you to lose out on those thawab. We don't want you to lose out on the reward of making intentions. So therefore inshallah azza wa jal, today we are going to motivate the viewers on this Madani channel on a different aspect as to what more other intentions you can make. Subhanallah. Yesterday we spoke about the intentions of wearing shoes. Allahu Akbar. What intentions a person can make for wearing shoes, something which is, you know, which is so minor, something which is so simple and small, but it has a lot of value in that. Likewise, the previous days, or the previous day before that, we spoke about intentions before leaving the home. What good intentions a person can make, subhanallah, from saving himself from sins, protecting the eyes, protecting the tongue, protecting the ears. And since this is a good intention, of course the reward and thawab is going to be written in your naamay amal, in the book of your deeds.
Jimala, some intention one could make is he could mention in his heart, following the sunnah, I will use a miswak to clean my teeth and rinse my mouth to attain purity.
MashaAllah.
For dhikr and for salat ala nabi.
Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is rahmatul lil alameen. As much as good he wants for his ummah, and he would, you know, rectify and guide the ummah. Subhanallah, this is the blessing of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he says in one hadith, if it was not to put difficulty and burden upon the ummah in terms of making it hard for them, in terms of making it difficult for them, then I would have made miswak wajib. In other words, you know, wudu is of course important, but before that you're going to have to do miswak. You're going to use the miswak, then perform wudu, and then your salah, which is fard. Mm. But this would have become difficult upon the ummah. Therefore, to not burden them, I did not make this wajib. So this shows how important or how beloved using miswak is to the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How much he loved using miswak. And that is why miswak itself holds a lot of significance. And, you know, this should be a firm intention that I will have a miswak in my pocket, or I will have it in my home before leaving the house, or after I come back, before sleeping. You have to start it from somewhere, Khayyam bhai. And if this could be an intention, inshallah, there's also reward and sawab for doing that as well, inshallah.
The next intention one could make is that I will avoid makruh acts and wasting of water.
Subhanallah, this is something very important.
This is such a huge problem in our environments today. Especially our areas, they are affected with the drought, especially, you know, in Africa here. And there are many countries that don't even have clean running water. And just a survey, I was doing some research last night, so I've seen in a survey that an average household, it uses approximately 250 liters of water per day. That's a huge amount of water. And many of our devices, like our toilets, etc., they waste a lot of water. And one of the big water wasters is the toilet pan. You know, sometimes you see a trickle of water and no one's using that toilet. Mm. So for the whole day that runs, this is one of the big wastage issues that we have. And obviously the person needs to call a plumber in and sort it out, because this is wasting water. Another issue that we've seen is a major issue is of wastage of water is swimming pools.
Mm-hmm.
There are so much of water that get wasted. Is mentioned that it wastes up to 500 liters of water per week.
Allahu Akbar.
It's a lot of water. For
500 liters of water is wasted per week.
You know, it refilters and backwashes, and so much of water is being used up. And that too, swimming pools are a luxury. It's not a need.
So, Allahu Akbar. This is the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we had to count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, it's impossible. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُخْصُوهَا. If you were to count the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would be unable to count them, because they are bi'ishumar, you know, uncountable. And water is also a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be it the water used in the masjid, or be it the water in your home, of course, we should always treasure this ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not waste water, dear viewers in the Samadhani channel. With this intention, if you make wudu, that I will try and use the water which is required to make wudu, and I would not waste. I would not use more than that need. So what is the need of making wudu? The water, the amount of water which is needed to make wudu. Use that amount of water instead of, you know, making masa of the head while the tap is running. Allahu Akbar.
Allah.
Fill your hands with water, wash your face, but as you are washing it, or as you are done washing it, then close the tap whilst you are putting the water on the hand, inshallah. In this way, you would be able to save at least one jug of water or two jugs of water. And all that accumulates and counts. If one masjid has for each namaz over 100 musallis, you know, Khayyam bhai.
Yes.
Calculated by, you know, 5 salahs a day. And day after, you know, there are still cleaning happening, the mopping and the cleanliness of the masjid is concerned. So how much of water is being used in the masajid as well as in our homes as well. So wherever you are, always make this niyah for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will show respect to this ni'mah and you will protect that, inshallah. There are people who are dying with drought. There are people who do not even have a single drop of water to drink. Allahu Akbar. They are dying with thirst. There are droughts in certain areas and parts of this world. So Allah has blessed you with this ni'mah. So therefore, treasure this ni'mah and show gratitude and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I mean, Allah will grant you more. Subhanallah. Amen. Khayyam bhai, inshallah, just one more niyyah, inshallah, and thereafter we can move to the next segment of this silsila.
The next intention one could make is that I will perform all faraid, sunnah and mustahab acts during wudu. And I will recite Salat al-Nabi whilst washing each part of my body. Subhanallah. Now imagine, Masab, if you recite, just look at this one aspect of reciting Salat al-Nabi on each part of the body. Imagine how much of concentration that will bring us up.
MashaAllah. So in the beginning of the silsila, I mentioned the virtues of reciting one darood. Rasulullah says that your darood will reach me and I will do istighfar for you. Allahu Akbar. And then 10 virtuous deeds will be written in your account. SubhanAllah. So for every organ, for every portion of the body, if you recite Salat ala Nabi, you invoke the darood upon the Holy Rasul. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Next segment is the revival of Sunnah.
SubhanAllah.
So before we go ahead with this, ایک مرتبہ درود پاک سن لیجئے اور آپ پڑھ بھی لیجئے مل کے پڑھتے ہیں صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم.
Today inshallah azizal we will learn the sunnah method of making istinja, of how to relieve oneself
right
when he enters the loo.
Bukhari Sharif hadith, this is how careful we have to be in regards to the splashes and to the drops of urine, even when we're answering the call of nature, making sure the satr-e awrah is covered correctly. Those portions of the body which is farad upon every male and female to cover. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is hoisting those branches on those graves. SubhanAllah. From this we learn that firstly our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam even knows what's happening in the ground.
SubhanAllah.
Allahu Akbar. What else can be said? That, you know, there's tons of sand over the mayyat, over the deceased, but our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who is the one that gives the knowledge of the unseen, is able to give the news to the companion that these two deceased are being tormented and punished in the graves. And not only does he see, but rather he even knows the reason for them being punished.
Allah.
SubhanAllah. Aur koi ghaib kya, tum se niha ho bhala, jab na khudai chupa, tum pe karoro durud. SubhanAllah. This is the blessings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then another thing, SubhanAllah, Khayyam, by the ulama have written that, look at the blessings of Islam. If the, you know, everything in this world glorifies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything in this world glorifies and makes the tasbih and the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if the tasbih of that branches can reach the deceased, meaning the supplication or the dua that branches is reading, is glorifying, making tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so the barakah and the blessings of that could reach the deceased. So what about insan? If we sit together and read Surah Yasin Sharif and send the thawab of that to our deceased parents, so why won't the reward of our recitation of Quran Pak, of dhikru askar, reach the marhums who have left this dunya? Isi ka naam hai isale thawab, to send thawab, to send reward, to donate the thawab and reward to those deceased who have passed on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon all of them who have left this dunya with iman. May Allah grant them a high abode in Jannah. Now time has come to move to the last segment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As we have moved to this segment called Sayings from the Gardens of the Pious People. SubhanAllah. So we are going to be discussing some, you know, quotations, some quotes, some sayings, some words of advice of the pious predecessors. SubhanAllah. Sahaba ikram, Ridwanullah ta'ala alim ajma'in, the blessed saints, rahimahumullah ta'ala, as well as some pious, you know, pious personalities. We are going to be giving you their sayings, what they used to say, what they are saying currently, and how much of weight and wisdom they have in those things. SubhanAllah. So chalein, Khayyam bhai, what can you give us inshallah?
SubhanAllah. Munasab, as you mentioned, flowers from the garden of the pious. SubhanAllah.
Yes.
And what can be said about our pious predecessors, Munasab? Not only were they the close friends of Allah's Jal, not only did they give us so much of benefit to the Ummah, not only were they have given us so many miracles that they have performed, but rather, Munasab, they also left us with so many priceless flowers, advices, that even up till today, it leaves us mind-boggled as to, you know, the status of their wisdom.
What they said and they went away.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
SubhanAllah.
This is really amazing, Khayyam, but you know, I honestly, think about this now and then, that, you know,
it's amazing.
They are such great personalities that they would come and say something to you and then walk away from there, and then you would think, Ya Allah, what has he said?
Allah.
Something that, you know, you never would have thought ever. And then look at the pious predecessors who have left this, you know, physical dunya. The amount of books they have written, the amount of literature, Khayyam bhai, they have left us with, ki hamari zindagiya khatam ho jayengi, lekin unki kitabe khatam nahi hoti hai.
Allah.
So many books they have written, volumes of volumes, they have spent their entire lives writing and giving advice and nasiha and teaching us the deen, SubhanAllah. That our lives are being completed only reading the literatures, and yet we cannot complete them. Subhanallah, look at the life of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala, look at the life of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi ta'ala, look at the life of Ghosi Azam radiyallahu ta'ala, look at the life of Khaja Gharib Nawaz rahmatullahi ta'ala. Allahu Akbar, it's really, really amazing, dear viewers and Dasar Madani channel. Like, I'm sure you want to know what quotes we have for today, inshallah. Khayyam, but let's begin with the first one, inshallah.
Nasab, I've chose this quote by Pirani Pir Ghosi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. He mentions that your true friend is that person who warns you about your hereafter.
Allah,
he warns you
Allah,
to take
Allah.
Care of your hereafter.
Ya
Allah, how many friends we have. We can look around us, each one of us know, and the viewers of Madin channel should ponder, and they should reflect and think about the surrounding, the people around them. Are they those friends that brings you closer to Allah Azawajal, who reminds you of the day of Qiyamah?
Allah, our friends we have will remind us that the pizza shop is going to close. Let's go quickly and have a pizza.
Allah.
Our friends will remind us that, brother, you know what, this weekend we need to go and have a picnic somewhere. Our friends will remind us that we need to go hiking. Our friends will remind us that we need to go and wander around here and there. Our friends will remind us of the vacation that we have to plan for the coming 6 months' time in the month of December. Our friends will remind us of things that are only and only linked to the dunya, Khayambai. You know, out of 100 of friends, you can have that one true friend who is your dost, in front of you and behind you as well. And he will always give you advice. And pious people have mentioned, a true friend is he who rectifies you. He takes off your faults. He corrects you and tells you, because he does not want others to rectify you and, you know, criticize you. So therefore, before others do it, he will rectify you. He will stop you from the evil that you do. Unfortunately, these days, yeah, jab koi humko rectify kare bhi, ye hamara dushman ban chuka hai. Who's he to tell me? Who are you to tell me what to do in my life? Hum aise ban jate, because this is our mindset. We hardly have friends that actually can rectify and take out our faults, because we take offense so quickly to that, Khayambai. But this is the saying of Ghaus-e-Azam, Peer-an-e-Peer, Dastagir, Roshan Zameer, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, Quddas Sirruhu Nurani. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala elevate his rank. And through his sadqa and wasila e jameela, may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins and make us pious Muslims, subhanAllah. So this is a true advice from Ghaus-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi.
You know, sometimes we as individuals, we become lazy, heedless, you know, going to the masjid, etc. But then that true friend would come, he'd knock on our door and pick us up and he'll take us to the masjid.
Especially in that time when
our heart is confused, etc. We have this problem, troubles.
You can join us in this silsilas. For now, we would seek your permission in ijaza, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah, start your day.